and that he had brought back two other surprises from Piedmont. The screen shifted to show Peter Jackson lying on a litter with intravenous lines running into both arms. Stone flicked a button and the screen showed the baby. It was howling, strapped down to a tiny bed. An intravenous bottle was running into a vein in the scalp. They began at a door which said in plain white letters, "To Level 2." The four men passed through the door, which clanged shut heavily and sealed with a hissing sound. It was airtight. Hall faced a tiled room, empty except for a hamper marked clothing. He unzipped his jumpsuit and dropped it into the hamper. There was a brief flash of light as it was incinerated. Then, looking back, he saw that on the door through which he had come was a sign, "Return to Level 1 is not possible through this access." The other men were already moving through the second door marked simply exit. He followed them and stepped into clouds of steam. The odor was peculiar, a faint woodsy smell that he guessed was scented disinfectant. Dripping wet from the shower, Hall looked around for a towel but found none. He entered the next room and blowers turned on from the ceiling in a rush of hot air. From the sides of the room, UV lights clicked on, bathing the room in an intense purple light. He stood there until a buzzer sounded and the dryers turned off. His skin tingled slightly as he entered the last room, which contained clothing. Not jumpsuits, but rather like surgical uniforms, light yellow, a loose-fitting top with a V-neck and short sleeves, elastic banded pants, low rubber-soled shoes, quite comfortable like ballet slippers. A nurse by the elevator said, "The time is 2:47 p.m., gentlemen. You may continue your descent in 1 hour." The second decontamination procedure was similar to the first. Hall's yellow clothing, though he had worn it just an hour, was incinerated. They stepped into the first total immersion pool. Instructions on the wall told Hall to keep his eyes open underwater. Total immersion, he soon discovered, was guaranteed by the simple device of making the connection between the first room and the second an underwater passage. Swimming through, he felt a slight burning of his eyes, but nothing bad. The second room contained a row of 6 boxes, glass-walled, looking rather like telephone booths. Hall approached one and saw a sign that said, "Enter and close both eyes. Hold arms slightly away from body and stand with feet 1 foot apart. Do not open eyes until buzzer sounds. Blindness may result from exposure to long-wave radiation." They dressed and took the elevator down to Level 3. There were 4 nurses waiting for them. One took Hall to an examining room. It turned out to be a 2-hour physical examination, given not by a machine, but by a blank-faced, thorough young man. After 2 hours, he rejoined the others and proceeded to Level 4. 4 total immersion baths, 3 sequences of ultraviolet and infrared light, 2 of ultrasonic vibrations, and then something quite astonishing at the end. A steel-walled cubicle with a helmet on a peg. The sign said, "This is an ultra-flash apparatus. To protect head and facial hair, place metal helmet securely on head, then press button below." There was a single brief, dazzling burst of white light, followed by a wave of heat that filled the cubicle. He felt a moment of pain, so swift he hardly recognized it until it was over. Cautiously, he removed the helmet and looked at his body. His skin was covered with a fine, white ash. And then he realized that the ash was his skin, or had been. The machine had burned away.